Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
As we get closer and closer to Christmas, you probably have noticed the just glut of cologne and perfume commercials. And I'm just going to say it. Why do cologne and perfume commercials have to be so absolutely stupid?
And sometimes why just weird. And it's like, why does that make me want to buy that?
I mean, whether it's Johnny Depp looking all rock and roll in his leather and guy liner, pretending he didn't crap his career away.
Sauvage.
Playing guitar in the desert, summoning wolves.
In the wilderness, fearless and human. Sauvage, the new elixir, Dior.
Dior. Okay, first of all, you're not in the wilderness, you're in the desert. Second of all, you're from Kentucky.
I know, but didn't he live in France for a while?
I'm sure
he speaks French.
I went to Italy. I didn't come back. Hey,
I think he lived there for quite some time. I'm sure he speaks French.
All right. Now, how about this one? Channing Tatum. Very realistic commercial. He shoots an arrow. He gets down in the racing position, wearing jeans, boots, a tank top, and a chain wallet, which most sprinters wear. Uh-huh. He sprints up a mountain, jumps over a crevasse, only to catch the arrow.
Versace Eros Energy, the new fragrance for men.
You said crevasse, by the way.
Yes, I did.
Is it because you're watching these ads?
I don't know how else to put it. I mean,
crevasse.
It's what it is. Or this one. This is a great one. This is a man and a woman all dressed up like in Mad Max gear. They're in the desert. They're driving cars. They're about to hit each other. Uh-huh. And that turns into a massive attraction when this happened.
My king.
My queen. K&Q by Dolce Gabbana for him.
And the new fragrance for her.
I mean, when I'm all dressed up in my knuckle armor. This guy's got knuckle armor. I don't know how else to put it. Someone almost rams me in the desert. I know the first instinct is to get up, lick their neck, and call her queen. Why do perfume and cologne commercials have to be so stupid, pretentious, and completely nonsensical? It's as if they're trying to mess with us.
The one that drives me up a wall is Katy Perry's new one. She goes into Italy, and of course, everywhere she goes, everybody's like thrilled that she's there, and they want pictures, and they celebrate.
That's when
so
children are chasing her, right?
Yes. Like it's she's like so self-important. It just makes me want to throw up. I mean, I long for the days of like the Stetson commercials where men were men.
Confident and bold. Stetson cologne. Stetson fits. Because there's a little bit of Stetson in every man.
Here you go. Now that's what it says. Yes. Confident and bold. He's out riding his horses, gets in the shower, puts his suit on, typical normal life. And his wife can't help but grab him and give him a smooch right in the mouth because he smells so damn good. Yes. Now, that's a cologne I want to buy. Why can't you go back to those days? Man, I'd like to be a fly on the wall during one of those cologne/perfume pitch meetings. What are those like?
Our scene opens with Timothy Chalamet. He's riding a shark. Ocean mist sprays his perfectly sculpted face. Wait! He senses danger as a leprechaun emerges from an oyster and leads them to the rainbow, where they embrace before Timothy gets back onto the shark and swims off into the distance. Douchebaggery by Dior.
A leprechaun.
That makes as much sense.
If there was a leprechaun in it, it might actually make me laugh.
What makes you buy a perfume, Tammy?
It's how it smells.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would work for me? Dior. Smells good. Boom. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Ray in Alpine. Hi, Ray.
How you doing, John?
Doing really well, pal. Appreciate you asking. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, you got to go.
All right, good luck.
Ray, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right with Tim, you get $100. Also want to remind you, pal, that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk subs. Jersey Mike's Subs has TV commercials on right now with Danny DeVito. And what former NFL quarterback that won 2 Super Bowls with the Giants?
Peyton Manning.
It's been a wild year in pop culture. Reader's Digest broke down the biggest moments, and on the list was this singer who went into space on Blue Origin for 10 minutes and then called herself an astronaut. Who is she?
I don't know.
Melissa Joan Hart got burned by an online ad. She ordered what she thought was a beautiful Christmas dress, only to receive a cheap piece of printed fabric. She said, quote, "Online ordering sucks." Melissa played Sabrina on the sitcom that ran on ABC and then the WB from 96 to 2003. What was Sabrina?
Teen Witch.
Forbes has determined that James Cameron is a billionaire. James Cameron has directed some of the biggest money-making movies in history. Name any of them.
I don't know his movies. I don't know movies.
Oh, you sure do, but okay. Last night was the season finale of The Voice. Within 3 and without going over, what number season of The Voice was it?
9.
Let's get Tam back in. Ray, I guarantee you this, you didn't go over. What's going on with you today, pal?
First of all, I'd like to say it was an awesome show Monday night, Low Cash. So I was actually right behind you and Tammy, about 2 rows.
Oh, nice.
I took my boss and some friends of his, but we're actually headed down to work at the ice rink this morning for Rady Children's Hospital.
Right on, man. Well, thank you for doing that. Appreciate you. Rated 1 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Let's talk subs. Jersey Mike Subs has TV commercials on right now with Danny DeVito. And what former NFL quarterback that won 2 Super Bowls with the Giants?
Is that Eli Manning?
It is Eli. Ray went the wrong brother. Peyton Manning, 1-0 Tam. It's been a wild year in pop culture. Reader's Digest broke down the biggest moments, and on the list was this singer who went into space on Blue Origin for 10 minutes and then called herself an astronaut. Who is she?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think my eye roll was actually audible. Katy Perry.
Oh, man.
She just annoys me so much.
Melissa Joan Hart got burned by an online... Oh, I'm sorry. It's 2-0. Melissa Joan Hart got burned by an online ad. She ordered what she thought was a beautiful Christmas dress, only to receive a cheap piece of printed fabric. She said, quote, "Online ordering sucks." Melissa played Sabrina on the sitcom that ran on ABC, then the WB from 96 to 2003. What was Sabrina?
She was a witch, a teenage witch.
There you go, teenage witch. Ray knew that. 3-1 Tam. Forbes has determined that James Cameron's a billionaire. James Cameron's directed some of the biggest money-making movies in history. Name any of them.
Avatar?
Sure. Ray says, I don't know any of his movies. Ray, Terminator.
Oh, I got it.
Terminator 2, Aliens, Avatar, The Abyss, Titanic, True Lies. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, he's a billionaire for a reason. He's also the king of the world. Just ask him. It is now 4.
Maybe he and Katy Perry can hang out.
Right? Don't, you know what? That's not too far out the realm of possibility.
That's true.
4-1, Tammy. And finally, last night was the season finale of The Voice. Within 3, and without going over, what number season of The Voice was it?
19.
No, Ray went with 9. You're both way off. 28.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Name any winner of The Voice. Thank you. All right, today we finish with a score of 4-1, Tammy. Ray, you're not going to get Cassidy Pope. There you go. You're not going to get any money, but we got a great prize for you, buddy.
You have a pair of tickets now to go see Guns N' Roses with the Black Crowes September 2nd at Snapdragon Stadium.
Oh, that's so awesome. I'm looking forward to that one.
Awesome. All right, Ray. Have a wonderful day, pal. Appreciate you. Merry Christmas. And before you leave, we have to have you say this.
I'm Ray in Alpine, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, parents, when was the last time you had this reaction to your child, the aspiring artist?
Hey, what did you do? Show me your hands. Yeah, what'd you do? Huh? Drawing on the table, your hands. Mommy's new wallet, brand new wallet. And then, you know, a little bit of the wall, and then Beckett.
Oh. The brother, all over his forehead. He's got Charlie Brown hair now. As a parent, you've probably experienced your kids drawing on things that they shouldn't. This was all over social media yesterday. There was a man from South Korea who was flying internationally, pulled out his passport, and they said, "Sir, your passport's been altered. We cannot let you fly." His toddler had gotten a hold of his passport and colored all over it, drew fake glasses on him, put a fake beard and mustache on him, scribbled it. It was totally unusable. I can't even imagine what that dad thought when they said, "It's been altered." He's thinking, "What?" And then they show it to him. We'll share the picture on KSON socials because it's unreal.
833-287-1037. What's the last thing your aspiring artist / kid destroyed because they wanted to express themselves?
Oh my gosh. You know, it's so funny. Kids go through this and learning where they're supposed to draw, where they're not supposed to draw. But I have to tell you, this is a funny one. So we had just moved here, so probably 2011, maybe 2012. At that time, kids had this thing of writing on themselves. And their friends would write little notes on their arms. You probably remember this. Maybe your daughters did it.
It was a Taylor thing, wasn't it?
Maybe. I don't know. But my daughter Morgan had come home from school, and she had writing on her jeans and on her arm from her friends. And Dad, Kurt, my husband Kurt, was so mad that he looks at her and he points at her leg and he says, "Hey, in this house, we don't write on ourselves." And I burst out laughing. And he looks at me and he's like, "What are you doing? I'm trying to teach her this." Well, he's pointing to her with the arm that has the tattoo, which is writing. It's his paternal grandfather's last name in script on his arm. And he actually looked at me and started laughing. He's like, "You know, you're right."
833-287-1037. "I was drawing it for you." Yeah, on the dining room table with a knife. I just picture that guy, back to the guy at the airport, trying to get out of the country.
Oh my God.
Business. Yes. "Hi, honey. Yeah, it's me, your husband. Listen, I can't leave because our kid ruined my passport. Now I'm being detained." "What? What's that? What do you mean, don't be mad? He's just expressing himself. I'm being detained at the airport."
Oh, my God.
833-287-1037. What did your aspiring artist kid ruin?
You know, also that number is going to come in handy because just after 8 o'clock, when you hear a Christmas song in full, just be caller 10 and you're going to win $100 with KSON's Christmas Cash. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Cassandra is in San Marcos. Cassandra, what did your kid decide, "I'm an artist," and completely ruin?
He threw a mural all over both closet doors at his grandfather's house.
Oh, and what was on said mural?
A bunch of people that kind of look like Among Us. And I mean, I don't know. It was an insane mural over both closet doors.
Cassandra, did he use Sharpies or just like regular crayons or?
Brown crayon.
Okay. And Grandpa said, "Oh, you cute little guy. Get over here. Give me a hug," right?
Yeah. He was like, he called me and said, "You need to come home and see this." And he's like, "I'm not mad, but he needs to clean it."
And did he?
Yeah. We tried to do it with some of the magic eraser. We worked on it for about an hour, and then Grandpa said, "That's okay, I'll just paint over the rest."
Okay. Yeah. Well, good
just,
for Grandpa.
Just get out. Just like, get out. I love you. Just get out. Just go. I'll figure it out. Get out of the house.
Thanks, Cassandra.
Thank you, John and Tammy. You guys are great.
Oh, you're the best. Thanks, Cassandra. Merry Christmas.
I saw such an amazing post one day that really related to this, John, and it was a kid who had drawn on the wall of their hallway going upstairs, and the dad made a picture frame to put around it and then wrote the kid's name, age 5, like it was his own artwork. So instead of, you know, painting over it and stuff, it was a way to keep it for a while. And I thought that was really, I thought that was really sweet.
That's a very sweet man. That's a very understanding and patient father.
And then
I'm just trying to think about my dad. Moved into our brand new house that he helped design. I'm a little kid with my Crayola markers. Remember those big fat markers when they came out?
Oh, yeah.
Some of them smelled like fruit. It was so fun. So why not draw over everything that you can draw on, especially a big canvas, like a, I don't know, a white wall?
Yes.
Not sure Dad would have been as understanding as that sweet man.
I don't think he would have. Not one
I think I'd have one functioning arm to this day. And the other one just kind of hangs there. Hey, oh my not a problem. So here's the deal. Our KSO and Hilo holiday jackpot has come to an end, but that doesn't mean we're not going to give you some more money. We now are going to begin KSON's Christmas Cash. It's super, super easy. All you have to do is listen for a Christmas song, and then you have to wait for the entirety of that song. When it's over, be caller 10. We will not jump ahead. We will wait until it's over and then answer your call. If you're caller 10 at 833-287-1037, just like that, you get $100 cash. Do with it what you want.
And by the way, it's coming up very, very soon. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Yes, that was a Christmas song from Rascal Flatts. You know what that means. 833-287-1037. Be caller 10, win $100 with KSON's Christmas Cash. Okay, guys, producer Jessica is normally in her studio, and she can hear everything we're doing, but she's not in the room. She's in with our big boss right now.
Hurry.
John, I think that we were kind of mean when we complained to producer Jessica yesterday about not making her awesome homemade Christmas cookies this year. Producer Jessica has traditionally made tons of different kinds of cookies and brought them in for everyone. What's going on?
I'm only making two kinds this year. Not everybody's going to get them, if I even get to that. But I am going to replace it with something a lot easier. I'm making a new snack mix thing that's just easier for me. I just don't have the time. I don't have the time, and I apologize.
John, Jess, you just plug your ears. Someone who normally makes some of the best Christmas cookies.
Right, I know.
Have,
I don't even know what to say to this whole thing.
And she says, hey, would you like some of my Christmas cookies, or would you like a snack mix?
Yeah.
Which one is the one that you want to have to be a part of?
Obviously, look at my face. It's sadness. It's disappointment. It's wondering what I did wrong. It's obvious. The answer is Christmas cookies. I can go to Vaughn's right now and buy a bag of Czech snack mix.
Why don't we make producer Jessica some really good Christmas cookies and bring them to her tomorrow instead of, you know, being mad at her for not doing what she usually does, which is bring the best Christmas cookies. And we can surprise her.
I think that we should definitely do that. Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. All right. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Dustin and Ramona, how's it going, pal?
All right. How you doing?
I cannot complain. And if I did, no one would listen. So let's move on.
I so agree.
Dustin, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio, pal.
Hey, Tammy, can you give us a few minutes?
You bet. Good luck.
Dustin, 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100. Also want to let you know all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, make them easy.
I'll do my best, buddy. Disney's making a live-action movie about Gaston. Gaston is the villain in what Disney movie?
I have zero idea.
You just want to take a shot? Animated movie?
Princess Diaries?
Bill Belichick was seen recently looking like a proud grandpa at his girlfriend's cheerleading competition. Is their age gap over or under 45 years?
Over.
CBS is airing a second Everybody Loves Raymond reunion special using unaired footage they didn't show on the first special. Who played Raymond on Everybody Loves Raymond?
Raymond.
More specific?
Oh, I don't know his last name.
All right. Tonight is the fourth night of Hanukkah. How many candles are on a menorah?
13.
And finally, Melissa Joan Hart got burned by an online ad. She ordered what she thought was a beautiful Christmas dress, only to receive a cheap piece of printed fabric. Melissa played Sabrina the Teenage Witch. What was the name of Sabrina's talking cat?
I call my cat this all the time. Salem.
Let's get Tam back in. There we go. Way to bounce back, Dustin. What you got going on today, pal?
I'm heading on into work. I am a maintenance director.
All right. He's the boss. Sounds like to me.
I try to be.
Attaboy, Dustin. Dustin did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Disney's making a live-action movie about Gaston. Gaston is the villain in what Disney movie?
Beauty and the Beast.
That is right. So much pressure.
I was going to say the yellow dress one.
Dustin didn't get it right. 1-0, Tim. Bill Belichick was seen recently looking like a proud grandpa at his girlfriend's cheerleading competition. Sorry, it's just me being catty. Is their age gap over or under 45 years?
I'm going to say over.
It's 49-year age gap.
What a lucky guy.
Dustin, how old are you?
I'm 40.
Okay, so when you're that old, do you really think you're going to have a meaningful conversation with someone who's 49 years younger than you, or do you think you're not going to be caring about talking?
I definitely don't care about talking. I like to be left alone.
Dustin laying it out there. It is 2-1, Tammy. CBS is airing a second Everybody Loves Raymond reunion special using unaired footage that they didn't show on the first special. Who played Raymond on Everybody Loves Raymond?
Ray Romano.
That is right.
That's what it was.
Dustin could not come up with the last name. 3-1, Tammy. Tim, tonight's the fourth night of Hanukkah. How many candles are on a menorah?
9?
9, that's right.
Wow.
Dustin did not know, went with 13. It's now 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tim, Melissa Joan Hart got burned by an online ad. She ordered what she thought was a beautiful Christmas dress, only to receive a cheap piece of printed fabric. Melissa played Sabrina, the teenage witch. What was the name of her talking cat?
Sebastian? No, that's not right.
It's close. Dustin, help her out.
Hey, I call my cat this all the time, Salem. I named him Kobe, but he sits at the table and looks like Salem.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right. And we got a fantasy football update. Nice.
No, that's an important appointment update. What are you talking about?
My God.
What are you
talking about? Turn that off.
That's an important, go check on Roger the puppy. That's what that test said.
That is very important when there's money on the line.
Yeah, you might want to bench Joe Burrow is actually what it said. Okay, anyway, today Dustin, Tammy beat you by.
He was trying to help you out there. It's very important.
Thank you,
oh,
Dustin.
Oh, my God.
Dustin, Tammy beat you by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Guns N' Roses with the Black Crowes, Snapdragon Stadium on September 2nd.
Please, I'll take my dad with me.
Oh, man, you're going to have a blast. That's so great. Is your dad. It's a great present.
Yes.
Dustin, before you leave, buddy, have a great day. I do need you to say this, though.
I'm Dustin and Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Guys, I'm apologizing if I'm dragging today. I didn't have much sleep last night because Roger the puppy had to have oral surgery.
Oh,
man, the poor kid.
Oh, poor Roger.
We took Roger in to get his teeth cleaned, only to be told that Roger needed a bunch of teeth pulled because of periodontal disease, which apparently is very common in dogs, especially his size.
Yeah, as I say, little dogs especially. Mm-hmm.
So Roger didn't get put under until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon when we found out that Roger did not have to have a tooth pulled, did not have to have 5 teeth pulled. Roger needed to have 15 teeth
Good
pulled.
Good Lord. Yeah. How many teeth are in a dog's
well,
mouth?
Well, that's exactly what I thought. I mean, good Lord, is he going to be gumming his food the rest of his life?
Does he need doggy dentures?
I think dogs have 42 teeth.
Wow. I didn't realize they had that many.
Nor did I. And he'll be just fine. Apparently, again, this is very common, but he's in a tremendous amount of pain.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't felt like this since I've had small children and one of my kids was sick all night.
Yeah.
It's just what it is. You know, what are you going to do? Not take care of him?
No, but when they go through surgery, it's really rough. We had Sophia, our dog Sophia, when she wasn't quite 2, blew out both her CCLs. So she had to have her 2 little back legs in casts for a few weeks.
Oh,
so it's
girl.
And they're so pathetic. Looking, you know, when they lay there and they desperately need your help.
I'm not going to lie. It was kind of funny watching Roger walk around like a drunken.
Yeah.
He'll be fine in a couple of days, maybe a little bit longer. He'll be fine. Moral of the story, he's fine. And thankfully, we got everything pulled out that needed to be pulled out to ensure him longer life. I mean, if we didn't treat this, he'd be dead in 2 years.
Sure. And it's the same with people. Tooth decay leads to heart disease. It leads to all kinds of things.
They said, why don't you come out around 5:30 after the anesthesia's wearing off?
Yeah.
We'll get you checked out, give you the run through of the meds.
Yeah.
Well, Sam's like, it's 4:45. We're 20 minutes from from the hospital. She goes, let's leave now. I'm thinking, why should we leave now? So we can sit in our car and wait? I mean, there's nothing for us to do. Well, we can settle up. I mean, it's going to take us 10 seconds. We gave him everything before the surgery. Why are you in such a hurry to go to the hospital to sit around and wait for Roger? Well, I found out when the doctor came in with Roger. I had not met the surgeon. Okay. Sam had.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, the
surgeon?
The door opens. And here comes this surgeon walking Roger in. And I swear, yeah. I'm like, oh my God. Sam's like, hi, doctor. Doctor who saved our dog's life. This guy, I don't know who the hell he thinks he is.
Oh no.
Super successful doggy surgeon.
Yes.
Like, that's not a major turn on, right, ladies? It's as if God was bored one day and said, I think I'm going to make myself the perfect looking man.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
No wonder Sam wanted to go back so early.
Oh, my God. Well, no wonder she put a full face of makeup on. And,
well, why did she even leave?
The hair alone on this guy. Am I weird for noticing this? Maybe. But my eyes function. Okay. I was also very aware that I was towards the end of my day looking like, oh, I don't know, the end of my day. And this, and by the way, I didn't save my dog's life like this super awesome, very nice, and disgustingly good-looking surgeon did. Roger's going to be just fine. Thank you for your concern. And if you want a hot puppy doctor, there's one off Palomar Airport Road in Carlsbad, all right? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Jelly Roll has claimed that his vast weight loss
and no longer eating sugar
has helped him see colors for the first time.
I was colorblind. I couldn't see. I seen shades of colors, like I general concepts, but like hunter green, emerald green, like what green's green to me. I never realized there was nuances and prettiness and that some were brighter and toned different. I just seen them like shades. I'd say 9 months into no sugar, I forgot what it was, but it was a plant at our house. And I come outside and I grab my wife and I go, dude, how long have we had that pretty purple tulip there? She was like, you've walked by that plant for 2 years. What are you talking about? And slowly I started looking around the next few days and over the next months, I was like, I'm seeing clear color.
Is that possible? I never heard of weight loss improving color blindness.
Well, some of the things that come with being severely overweight like Jelly Roll is high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, heart issues, all these things that affect other parts of your body. Because high sugar intake damages the blood vessels in the eyes, that affects the retina's cones. And cutting the sugar, improving nutrition, can lessen the damage, potentially restoring color vision.
I was sitting in a jail cell. I had no hope. All I saw was gray. And then I found country music. I found the good Lord. I found a treadmill. And now I see color!
Everywhere.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.